Boker Tov, we are continuing Melachim Bet. We are in chapter Kaf, we are in chapter 20. Last chapter, chapter 19, Chizkiyahu faced off against Sanherib. And by miracle of God, Sanherib's army just dies at the foot of Jerusalem. And then Sanherib goes back to Damascus. And he gets assassinated by his two sons, who then flee to Nineveh. No, sorry. He goes back to Nineveh. Then as he's bowing down to his God, his sons kill him and they run away to Ararat. I completely messed that up. Okay? So, and then we explore the whole Midrash. It says because he was planning on sacrificing them because he caused so many people to die. And he's like, okay, my sons also will die. Or he asked, oh, what zechut do Bnei Yisrael have? And he said, oh, because Avraham Avinu had the zechut that he sacrificed his son. Okay, I'm going to sacrifice my son. Whatever reason, according to the Midrash, he was planning on killing his sons. So his sons say, fine, we'll kill you. They assassinate him and they run away to Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, takes over as ruler of the Assyrian Empire. Now, we changed the story. Okay, Chizkiyahu, we've seen so far his greatness, it's Sidkut, the fact that he destroyed the Bamot, and then his dealings with the Assyrian Empire so far. Now we're going to have a separate story that also happens in Chizkiyahu, which is Chizkiyahu's famous illness. And what's that thing called whenever they measure the time with the sun? Sundial. And the famous incident with the sundial. It's like a famous, I don't want to say so famous, but it's a famous enough incident. The Gemara, I think it's the Gemara in Brachot. Let me see. Does Gemara in Brachot talk about this illness? So, Chizkiyahu is going to get very sick. Okay? And then he's going to go to Yeshaya Navi, and he's going to say, I need to get cured. Please give me more life. Please pray to God that I get more life. And then there's a lot of discussion as to why Chizkiyahu was given this illness. I think one of the opinions that the Gemara says is that Chizkiyahu knew Chizkiyahu's son is going to be a person named Menashe, going to be one of the most evil kings in Yehuda's history. Okay.
There's a long tangent about this in the Gemara Berachot.
Yeah. So it is. Okay. So it is from the Gemara Berachot. Yeah. Okay. So. According to the Gemara, according to the Agadah, Chizkiyahu refused to have kids knowing that his son would be a Rasha, right? But because he did not have kids, he is now punished with getting sick and he's going to die. So then Chizkiyahu, according to the Gemara, tries to pray in order to be saved and to give him another chance to have kids. And then I think even according to the Gemara, Yeshaya himself gives his daughter to Chizkiyahu or something like that. Do you remember seeing that in the Gemara?
No.
All right, so if you want to look into the Gemara, there's a lot of backstory that you could find on this incident with Chizkiyahu getting sick. And you know what? We could probably find the whole story in the Likutei Shas. Here, Bayabim Ma'am Berachot Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Amay Dichtiv Mi Chacham Umi Odeh Pesher Davar Ki Hakadosh Mi Hakadosh Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheyodeh Laasot Peshara Ben Shnei Tzadikim Ben Chizkiyahu LeYeshayahu. Chizkiyahu Amar Lete LeYeshayahu Gabay. Let's read the psukim, then I'll read all the Gemara. Basically, there's one Gemara that says each one, Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu, both turned to one another and said, no, you have to come to me. And Yeshayahu, no, so you have to come to me.
Yeah.
And they both brought proofs from different kings. And one said, no. One had the Navi coming to him, and one, the king went to the Navi. And then God's, you know what? Fine. I'm the one who knows how to make compromises between Sadiqim. I'm going to make Chizkiyahu sick and then Yeshayahu is going to go to him. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. But let's read the Psukim and then I'm actually going to read all these Gemarot and the Likutei Shas Umidrash HaTanaim, Umidrash HaTanaim that we have in the Zucker edition of the Mikra Gedolot. Okay. Bayamim Ha'em, Chalak Hizkiyahu Lamut, in those days Hizkiyahu became sick on his deathbed or to die. Vayavo Elav Yishayahu Ben Amos, and then Yishayahu Ben Amos comes to him, Hanavi, who was the Navi, Vayomer Elav, Ko Amar Adonai, Tzav Levetecha, Ki Met Atav Lo Tichye. And he says to him, basically make your final, will for your family, because you're going to die and you're not going to live. You're not going to come back. You're not going to heal. Pasuk bet. Vayasevet panav elakir vaitpalel. So Chizkiyahu turns his face to the wall and he prays El Adonai lemor to Hashem, saying, Anna Adonai, please God, zechor na et asher italachti lefanecha. Please remember how I walked before you, beemet, in truth, uvlevav shalem, and with a whole heart, v'atov be'aynecha asiti, and I did what was good in your eyes, v'ayef Chizkiyahu b'chig gadol, and Chizkiyahu cried a very great cry. V'ahi Yishayahu lo yatsa chatzer atichona, and it was as Yishayahu had barely left the outside courtyard, udvar Adonai haya alav lemor, that God, the word of God came to Yishayahu saying, shuv ve'amartal Chizkiyahu negid ami, go back and say to Yishayahu, the leader of my people, ko amar Adonai lehe David avicha, so says Adonai, the God of David, your forefather, shemati et tefillatecha, I've seen your tefillah, ra'iti et dim'atecha, I've seen your cries, hineni rofelach bayom ha'shelishi ta'aleh bet Adonai, I'm going to heal you, and on the third day, hineni rofelach, and bayom ha'shelishi ta'aleh bet Adonai, and on the third day, you're going to go up to the house of God. Ve'osafti al yamecha 15 shana, and I'm going to add to your years 15 years, ומקף מלך אשור אצילך, and from the hand of the Assyrian Empire, I'm going to save you. What does this prove?
That this
sickness happens before the war. Okay, they say it happened 3 days before the war. ואת העיר הזאת, and this city, וגנותי על העיר הזאת, I'm going to save you from the Assyrian Empire, and I'll save the city, and I'm going to protect the city, למעני ולמען דוד אבי, for my sake and for David's sake. פסוק זין, ויאמר ישעיהו כחוט דבלת תאנים, and Yeshayahu said, take a cake of figs. ויחו וישימו על השכין ויחי, and apparently he had, with his illness, he had like a boil, and they put the fig on the boil, and he got better. Now why is that? It wasn't actual, according to the Chachamim, I think it's in Rashi. Shem lachin kirim te'enim. Le'adbik al ha'shechin. V'nes b'toch nesaya. Sh'arei af basar chai kishata noten alav develet nisrach. V'akadosh Baruch Hu noten davara mechabel le'tok v'an shemit chabel u'mitrape. Shemit chabel u'mitrape. So the Gemara in the Mechilta, quoted in Rashi, says that this is actually a miracle. This isn't like a healing, this isn't medicinal. He said, because if you take a fig and you smash it up and you apply it to skin, it'll actually dry out the skin more. So the miracle was that they took the fig, which typically ruins the skin, and they put it on the boil and it healed the skin. Okay, so the nes betoch nes. Not only was the boil healed, it was healed by an object that does the opposite of healing skin. Okay, that's what Rashi points out. Good. Pasuk chet, vayomer Chizkiyahu Yishayahu, ma ot kirpa Adonai li. And then Chizkiyahu says, Yishayahu, what is the sign that Hashem will heal me? Ve'aliti bayom ha'shlishi bet Adonai, and that I will go up on the third day to the house of God. Vayomer Yishayahu, ze lecha ha'ot me'et Adonai, ki yaseh Adonai et ha'davar asher diber. This is the sign that from God that he will do what he said. Halach hatzel eser ma'alot im yashuv eser ma'alot. And he says, and you have the choice. The miracle is going to happen around the sundial, okay? Should the shade on the sundial go forward 10 degrees? Or should it go backwards 10 degrees? Either one could happen for you. And the fact that the shade will rapidly change, meaning the time will rapidly change, is going to be proof that miracle is going to happen. It's going to be proof that you're going to get better. Okay? So what does Chizkiyahu answer? Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Nakel latzel intot eser malot. Lo chiyashuv atzel achoranit eser malot. He said it's easy for shade to move forward rapidly 10 degrees. But what never happens ever is for the shade to go back 10 degrees. You know, you have a shadow extend forward faster. But the shadow on the sundial never ever goes in the opposite direction. So he said, that's going to be a bigger miracle, so I'm going to ask for that. So he asks for the sundial to show the shade going backwards. Vayikra Yishayahu hanavi el Adonai. And Yishayahu, the prophet, called out to Hashem, Vayashiv hatzel et hatzel b'ma'alot asher yareda b'ma'alot achaz achoranit eser ma'alot. How do you translate all this? Could you translate that?
Yeshayahu the prophet called out unto Hashem, and he turned the shade backward by 10 degrees from the levels where it had descended on the sun clock of Achaz.
Okay, why do we have to know that it's Achaz's sundial?
There is a footnote on it that Achaz built this sundial, and it was a tall pillar, and I don't know.
So there was a famous sundial that was built by Achaz. I don't know why I didn't realize that before.
There is a footnote on it.
But there was a famous sundial, but you want to read the footnote?
Chizkiyahu's father Achaz had built a sundial clock, a tall pillar with indentations etched at regular intervals. As the sun rose or went down, it would cast a shadow, and the location of the shadow on the pillar indicated what time it was. It's not like...
Okay, so Achaz just built a sundial. That's what a sundial is. All right, I want to read now the introduction.
He's saying that Chizkiyahu got to choose the sign, like which one would be more of a...
All right, so that's the story. So the story is that Chizkiyahu gets sick. He goes to Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu says, yeah, you're going to die, honestly. So Chizkiyahu starts to pray. And then as Yeshayahu is walking out, Yeshayahu gets a nevuah telling him, no, he's not going to die. Go tell him he's going to live. And then he tells him he's going to live. He said, okay, so heal me. So he heals him with the fig, which is a miracle according to Rashi. And then he says, I want a sign that I'm actually going to live. He says, okay, I'm going to do a miracle with you on the sundial of your...
I mean, it's also the 3 days before, you know, they thought they were going to get destroyed by...
Right, could it be that he was also, he was depressed and sick from worry?
By the army, and
yeah,
they didn't even fight in the
army. I mean, that is, the Chachamim said that it's 3 days, but it makes a lot of sense. Because he said, I'm going to save you from Sancheriv. But he could have also said, I'm going to save you from Sancheriv as a future threat. You know, like, I'm going to continue to save you from Sancheriv. That could also be the Peshat. All right, let's read these Gemarot, honestly. So we're looking in the Likutei Shas, which is a very useful tool to seeing where different psukim are quoted in the Gemara. So we saw the first one, in which there was like the standoff between Yeshayah and Chizkiyah, who's going to go to whom. And Borei Olam's like, okay, I'll bring you together by getting Chizkiyah sick. Okay, that's the first Gemara. Interesting Gemara. I don't know exactly what the depth of its meaning is.
It means you should. It's a good thing to go visit the sick.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, Tzav lebetecha ki metata velo tichye. My ki metata velo tichye. What does it mean that you're going to die and you're not going to live? Why the double language? That's what the Gemara asks. Metata ba olam hazeh velo tichye olam ba. You're going to die in this world and you're not going to live in the next world. Amar le Chizkiyahu li Yeshayahu. So Chizkiyahu says to Yeshayahu, "My kulehai shemagil onesh chomer. Why do I deserve such a big punishment?" Amar le mishum delo asakta befiriya vrivya. And Yeshayahu says, "Because you didn't have kids. What do you mean? That's why you're not going
to
have olam
haba."
This
is going to be in the text.
This?
Yeah, like none of this story about him not wanting to have kids is going to.
No, none of that's in the text. Amar le mishum de chazai li beruach hakodesh de nafke minai benin delo me'alu. And he said, oh yeah, but there's a reason I didn't have kids. It's because I knew that my son is going to be Rasha. Amar le, bahade kavshe derachamana lamalach. Why are you dealing with the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why are you engaging in... It's like whenever people, they try to like... You plan things that are clearly in Borei Olam's realm. Like, I want to plan to have a kid exactly at this month of the year. Like, you know, that's in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's saying, why are you trying to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job for him? My demi pakdat ibailach lemevad. You should, whatever was commanded of you, you should have done. Uma denicha kameh kuchabrihu levid. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, you should have done. Amar le Chizkiyahu Yeshaya. Okay, fine. He says, then Chizkiyahu says, okay, granted, you're right. I shouldn't have like overthought this one. I should have just done it. Hashta hav li biratach. So then he says, give me your daughter to marry. He says to Yeshaya, give me your daughter to marry. Eshar de garma zechuta didi v'didach v'nafkem minai benin dimalu. He said, maybe if we combine my zechut and your zechut as being the two tzadikim, my son won't be evil. Amar le kebar nigzera adecha gzera. He said, no, that already is din. Like, you're not, that's not going to change. Amar le ben amotz. Kale nevuatecha ve... Oh, he says, there's no chance, you're not going to have a daughter, you're not going to have a son. You're dead, right? It's over. So then Chizkiyahu answers him, Ben Amotz, son of Amotz, and like a little bit of a degrading term. He says, Kale nevuatecha v'tzeh, finish your nevuah and get out of here. Okay, I'm done hearing your negativity. Kach mekubulani beit avi. This is what my tradition is from my father's house. Afilu cherev chada munach ad savro shel adam, al yimna atzmo min hachamim. That a person, even if they have a sword on their neck, they should not stop in tefillah. Meaning, even if it's completely over, they should not stop tefillah because salvation could always come. Right, that's the masoret that Chizkiyah had. And that's why Chizkiyah turned to the wall and he prayed.
So this story is Peshat. That Chizkiyah who got sick because he was trying to avoid to have kids. He said in Nevoah that his children, his son, will have a son and he'll be evil.
No, it's definitely not Peshat. All we know is that Chizkiyah got sick. It's not Peshat. It's in the Gemara. It's interesting. Give me your daughter. He says, no, you're no chance. You're not going to... There's no hope for you. He says, okay, you think there's no hope. I have a different tradition that there always is hope, and I'm going to pray now. And that's why he turns his face to the wall and he prays. Very, very interesting.
Interesting.
Very interesting, Gemara. I'm glad we did it.
It's Gemara, but I thought that's you. Why do you pray to a wall?
Right.
I just learned that by Adam.
Oh. Good. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.